When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm James D'Amato, your host and game master. Heroes, this week we continue our One Shot episode 420 extravaganza with episode 421. It's still a nice series, though, as we play Danksgiving. Also, a correction to last week's heartfelt introduction. It was our 8-year anniversary, not our 9-year anniversary. If you're wondering what it's like to have dyslexia, that's a good bit of insight into how it works. Sometimes you just get messed up counting. Things swap around. Ideas in your head change. But yes, it was still a pretty big milestone, and I imagine our 9th year will be pretty big when we get there. But with all that out of the way, I sincerely hope you enjoy the continuation of this series. Now let's get to the show.
Gunther Pumpkin's card just says, Gunther Pumpkin, the devil, grows pumpkins. Great. We were gonna forget that Gunther Pumpkin grows pumpkins.
No, well, that's helpful.
You know how
that's
when helpful. you're watching a scene, and you're like, I've got a great idea that's gonna really.
Never had a great idea.
Oh, yeah. All right, so this Act Two scene again, hours before. Which of us is safe to use a knife or the stove?
Okay.
So which was the employee character that didn't show up in last scene? Because it was Tat and Pee's boss.
That would be Durf, yeah.
So Durf, I would like to see Brad Pike as Durf.
Okay.
No, wait, no, wait.
No, he's already played, yeah.
That's right. Alex, Alan, you got to be, you haven't been Durf yet.
I have been Durf.
Not as Alan Rickman yet,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, I don't know if you,
JPC made the reveal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you heard my Alan Rickman, but good fucking luck topping that.
Hello,
I couldn't decide Rickman. Whether he was British or not.
He is.
He is British.
Then I would like to see, on top of that, JPC, let's have you play a new character.
Oh.
Let's have you come in as a new character. They're contemplating a knife right now. Whoever is in the scene is contemplating a knife, and you're coming in because it's a dog cafe or something. And Tarb is the favorite customer. So yeah.
He's just the favorite customer?
It's going to be Durf.
He OD'd.
Yeah, he OD'd on weed, and he's trying to go on his journey.
He also has a history with...
Oh.
No, that's Tat.
Tat has a history. No, Tat... It's Durf.
Tat's dad is back in town. No. Torb.
It's Torb's dad?
Wait, no, hold on. Tad's dad is back in town.
Yeah, we know.
But who has the history with the dad? That's Tarb, right?
Tarb has history with the dad, but it's not been explained yet.
Doesn't Tarb have history with the dad? No, they were in a motorcycle gang together and he tried to jump himself out. Is that... That's not... Where is that Alan coming?
I do think it's Durf.
I think it's Durf too. That's wrong.
What?
Durf is the one who has a history.
Okay. And Tarb is just fave customer OD'd on Dean.
Yes.
But doesn't have a history with the dad.
So we are slicing things right now. I guess you're carving up pumpkins for the dumpster cook is what you're doing. Like, this is a thing Tat knows how to do. Tat knows how to cook up a bunch of dumpster pumpkin really fast and really good. You've been tasked with cutting that up and preparing it. There's very little time, and y'all, for whatever reason, it's not clear whether or not you're safe to use a knife. So, trying to figure that out. With that, that's the...
And I'm just coming into that as well.
You're coming into that as your new character to kind of disrupt that tension. And we're good.
Let me have the knife. I must have the knife. I am the best equipped to carve quickly.
You can have the knife.
Thank you. I had some experience.
You're talking too fast. I can't understand you. You're talking too fast.
I had some experience at Le Cordon Bleu.
Uh-huh.
I've trained as a chef for a role in a movie. Uh-huh. I uh-huh. can't remember. The list is too long of things I've been in. I sense...
Name one.
Dogma.
Oh, yeah.
Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That, mm-hmm. I had to think about that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have an idea. You could give me the knife. Hello, everyone.
Wait.
Hello.
My name is Lethanacock. I am a traveling theater actor. And I saw that you were cooking dumpster pumpkins. Maybe I could be of some use to you.
All right, well...
This guy seems pretty cool.
Cool. Yeah,
I like this. I like him.
So we're just making dumpster pumpkins? Hey... Rando question. Where is the boy?
Oh, the baby?
I think so there's a boy.
Oh, innocent, pure baby.
We know the boy.
You've met the vessel. I mean the boy. I mean Shakespeare.
I think somebody put the baby in a drawer, right? Just kind of hid the baby somewhere?
From what I remember, the baby was
That's
taken
cool.
care of.
That's cool. Don't matter to me. Just a theater actor. Lethanacock's my name, and we're making pumpkins to
We dumpster. All have crazy names, okay? You're not special. We all, like, my name's Tarb.
Don't disturb him. I can tell he's deep in his process. This is the method.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Strong. This is very, very... I've seen this before. Jeremy Strong.
Do you know Jeremy Strong?
Of course I know.
Personal friend Strong. Of mine.
Very... As one thespian to another, the work that you're doing here...
I'm just...
Lethanacock and Durf's drinking it up.
I'm trying to remember. Uh-huh. So Lethanacock is the mummy?
Lethanacock is the mummy.
Yeah. I thought it was Kevin Smith.
No.
He's the ghost.
Oh, he's the ghost.
Has it really factored in?
Lethanacock is the mummy who came from a dimension that I think Tarb knows Lethanacock because Tarb is the one that saw Lethanacock in the dimension when he OD'd.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing.
But he's disguised as a theater actor.
Yeah, he's disguised as a theater actor.
So you would not have put that together because it's a disguise.
Oh.
That's why that made sense.
Yes. It gets confusing because we all play different characters. So, like, it's hard to keep track of.
No, it's fine. I'm just going to write disguise.
I've actually been finding this incredibly easy.
So easy to follow.
This is so easy.
And I've really liked that we haven't been writing a lot of notes.
No.
Which makes it even easier to remember.
Yeah, customer OD'd steel. On lead. That's what we need.
Okay. Okay.
This is Alex. It's your scene to pick.
Okay. This scene is titled Last Minute Invites.
Oh, okay.
Last minute invites. Brad, I want you to be the alien believer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll figure it out.
I just want to point out to everybody, there is a police officer in Act 3 as one of the prescribed characters. So guess what?
Just keep that in mind.
We knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
We accessed the group mind.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's still open. It's still open, that group mind.
It's still... Yeah.
Nightmares are spilling out of that group mind.
Let's do JPC.
You're going to be Peas Blossom.
Oh, yeah. Reprising my role as Peas Blossom.
Alex, can I make a request? Could I be Litharnikok for this scene? I really feel like Litharnikok would have a lot to add.
Yeah, I saw JPC doing that, and I knew that James would love to be Litharnikok. So this one's called Last Minute Invites. all right. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
Good thing Fettuccini's not in this scene.
Yeah. If the Dick Cheney is laid out in the first, it's definitely going to go off.
Yeah. So under the placard for Alien Believer, Brad wrote Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney. So we've all been waiting for it. So this one's titled Last Minute Invites. Peas Blossom. You are kind of fielding some requests for people who maybe aren't on the invite list, maybe gotcha. Aren't, they weren't funders. You're getting some last minute invites.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I want to thank you for bringing me aboard the team. You've made me a thespian. Feel quite welcome.
Honestly, love and light, it's Christmas Eve. We have to be kind to one another. Thank you so much for being here. I know that you were kind of the last minute invite, but we have room, okay? We had some cancellations. We have more people we can invite.
I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, so this list, I mean, so there are so many people that we can invite. Ashland's a small community, but there's that whole motorcycle gang that's back in town. Someone might deserve a spot on the board.
Great, yeah, and I, crazy thought. Crazy idea.
Sure, there are no bad ideas in brainstorming.
What if we invited the ruler of this town?
Oh.
I was thinking about the boy, the child.
So.
And how the ruler of the town would perhaps like to witness a child unsullied by sin.
I mean, it's like a hack thing, but like kissing baby, shaking hands. Maybe the mayor would like to come and just... You know, kiss the baby. I don't know where that baby went off to. I heard it's been handled, though. Okay, well, if that's everything, then I'll just pair it. Are you ready to send the invites?
What about the Master of Fire? Craig, he is called. The Fire Marshal.
Oh, the Fire Marshal.
We must gather him.
No, we don't actually want the Fire Marshal to come to the party.
But the prophecy.
It's over capacity, and so if the Fire Marshal comes, they'll see like so many people. This is, you know,
but what if he finds out about it?
Litharnikok, I never do this. I'm saying no. I'm saying no to the Fire Marshal.
Okay.
Okay, you're a guest here. You're a guest here, okay?
You're right.
It's just, you're being so pushy.
Hi. Hi. It's me, Dick Cheney, heir to the Cheney fortune.
Dick Cheney?
I just got out of prison for war crimes. They tried to hang me, but I escaped.
Do they let people out of...
No, I escaped.
Is your
community... I'm looking for a baby I can have.
Do they tend to follow up on war crimes around here?
I don't know. I don't... Not usually. I mean, Dick, did you go to your son's restaurant? I know it's just down the street.
I went. He said he didn't have a baby that I could just have.
There are no babies around here.
There's no babies?
That's not true. There's a raffle at the party.
Oh, a raffle.
Anyone could win the baby.
Human suffering brings me such pleasure.
Assuming the baby's still...
Is the rule that we have to do 3 minutes for a sin?
I just feel like...
Yeah,
feel that's like a rule. It has to be 3 minutes.
That's how it works. Would you like to stop it sooner?
Brad keeps introducing characters who are the devil. That's the second one he's introduced that is the devil.
I just feel like if Dick Cheney showed up, he'd be the same.
Dick Cheney and Litharnikok are simpatico.
Yeah.
And then there's the retired devil.
Yeah. Okay. There's literally Gunther Pumpkin who is the devil. Okay. Who is this one? Is it me?
Yeah, this is you.
Oh, God. Okay. This is a Kickfunder backer shows up early. Do we have any people who have not been introduced yet? No, we don't. Okay.
Okay, well, what if... what if Tarb? Tarb is our favorite customer, probably also a Kickfunder backer.
Yeah, Tarb's independently wealthy. They did say that at the very beginning, and they didn't explain why.
Yeah. Oh, they asked not to. Okay, it feels like we should follow up on that.
Okay, so James, here you go. Since you're Mr. Tarb, you won't be playing Tarb. Great. You are a Kickstarter funder, Kickfunder backer who Kickfunder showed backer. Up early. Remember, Tarb has OD'd on weed. He is wealthy, but won't explain why. And
has met Lethornikok,
but Lethornikok is now disguised as a theater actor.
Is wealthy and won't explain why.
That's, poorly disguised.
I forgot about that detail.
You have shown up a little early. You're coming around back to where the pumpkins are being made. We have Alex. You could be playing Gunther Pumpkin. You are overseeing this to make sure that everything is going correctly with your pumpkins. And of course,
you're the literal Christian devil who has retired.
Who has retired, and now you grow pumpkins and you have an evil laugh. And then, Brad, you will be playing fettuccine. Fettuccine is cooking the pumpkins for tonight's dinner. And I will be very briefly be playing Tat, who I'm just basically showing. I'm showing Tarb, who showed up early. We don't have a place for you yet, so I'm just putting you back here, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't be responsible. So Tarb, you're early. Just wait back here with the pumpkin crew. I have to go.
All right. I just wanted everybody to know at this point on my journey, I am here as a Kickfunder backer. I am no longer here as somebody who helped set up this party or organize this event. I am now here to enjoy.
Well, I've got some great news, everybody. The pumpkin is ready. It's all ready.
Fettuccine.
Huh?
I have bad news.
Oh no.
Oh. Well, that's not the atmosphere that I'm looking for.
Your dad is back in town.
Yeah, he came by asking about a baby. I said, I don't have any babies. It's Christmas Eve.
He wants the babe. He asked for the babe.
Yeah. Yeah, he came by. Okay, he's always asking for babies.
I have to remind myself, I'm retired. I don't have a horse in this race any longer.
I just want to say, in my capacity as a Kickfunder backer, I'm feeling a little excluded right now.
Oh, okay. So, father is Dick Cheney.
the war criminal?
Yeah, the war criminal invaded Canada?
Yep, and invaded, stole their mummies.
Yeah, and stole all their mummies.
Or at least that's according to that Medium post. Yeah.
And you know what? People make up a lot of stuff about my father. You can't trust the media. So just something you should know.
I felt a pain because of the presence of something even more evil than myself. Just kind of catching you up a little bit just to...
Yeah. How are you evil?
Oh, I haven't introduced myself. Gunther Pumpkin, literal devil.
Oh, yeah, you I'm heard incredibly of me. Wealthy.
Don't ask why.
Don't ask why.
Oh, I know. I used to get a list of you guys.
Santa, that's fun. Uh-huh.
It's got a little bit like Santa.
Huh. That's fun. I'm having fun now in my capacity as a Kickfunder backer.
Your journey, have you arrived at your destination?
No. I mean, I caught a glimpse of it. It's a world so much like ours, yet so much unlike ours.
Carson City.
Yeah. Similar to Carson City, but there was a mummy. Or someone I suspect was a mummy.
Carson City.
I think we learned a lot.
We learned a lot
about these characters.
This is boiling over. The pot is at the precipice of boiling.
I don't know how we did it, but we laid out the perfect thriller.
The perfect thriller. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's so many. Oh.
Will the pumpkin be served?
Will it also explode? We are back to the grocery store.
Yeah. It could explode and go bad. We've been there twice so far.
More grocery store.
Was that my scene?
Oh, wait, oh that's right. It's Brad's.
This is the last
more
scene of the
grocery
act.
Store.
This is the last scene of the act.
Oh, okay. It says, "What else could we put in the salad?"
There's only one place to go.
So I'm going to say that I guess fettuccine was making pumpkin salad was what he was making.
That's great.
And he was about to serve it, and then he was missing one super vital ingredient that any pumpkin salad needs, which is, I'm trying to think, it's probably one of those like Midwestern dessert salads. So maybe it's like whipped cream.
Gelatin.
Yeah, or gelatin. Yeah, let's do gelatin. And so you go...
just say it, you...
You go back to the grocery store.
The crowd goes wild.
And let's see, where's the devil?
Alex has the devil, Gunther. Okay.
So the devil goes, Letharnicot goes.
Oh no.
And Dick Cheney goes.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, you're...
Okay, so... It's Christmas Eve, the devil, Letharnicot, and Dick Cheney walk into the grocery store.
But there's a snowstorm because it's Christmas Eve. And they end up not going into the grocery store. They find themselves in another place. And I guess, what should it be? It should be... I'm going to say Ben Affleck's house.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Ben Affleck's house.
Who's who, Brad?
You be Dick Cheney.
Gotcha, and I believe in aliens.
You be Letharnicot, and then you be the devil.
Got the pumpkin.
And these are the only characters I care about.
A little bit of a... Yeah, yeah, I got it. Slime.
All right, are we ready?
Yep. And start.
I broke out of prison. I can break into Ben Affleck's house. All right, here we are, boys. Come in. Get out of the cold.
Wait, are we here on purpose?
We knew it would come to this. You knew.
This is crazy. Are you Alan Rickman? I've been sitting here thinking, I know this guy.
Are you Alan Rickman?
I know this guy.
I am Alan Cumming. If we get confused all the time. I am Alan.
That's wild because Alan Cumming has like an Irish voice, and like very.
Yeah, it's like a higher register.
I'm in character right now, as a theater actor. No, mummy. No.
So wait a second. You're not the mummy Letharnicot? That's perfect. That's perfect because then we're not in competition for the boy.
Oh, no. I still want the boy.
What do you want with the boy, Alan Cumming?
Oh.
And what's your stake in this, Gunther?
Boys. I don't have a stake anymore. Did I used to have an interest in this? Yes. But when you get to my age, you gotta let some things go. One of those things is the child.
I'll never let the child go. I owe that child to some bad people. And yeah, when I say people, I mean aliens.
Oh, here we go.
They're real, and they want the boy. They broke me out of prison for war crimes that I did against Canada. I stole all those mummies.
This is so wild because I got in bad with a motorcycle gang, and I owe them... Apparently, they only get new members from abandoned children, so I need to make do on my debt. So, in a way,
there's got to be
you abandoned. It feels like you could get any kid.
Hey, are you my DoorDash bringing me my Dunkin' Donuts?
He snapped him in half.
Sorry. My war criminal training took over. I saw red and I snapped Ben Affleck right in half.
Ben, come back to bed. Where'd you go?
Oh, it's Matt Damon. Get him. Snap.
Yeah, look at this. Chocolate sauce on their hands. They were having some kind of sleepover. For sure. All right. Well, they're dead. So here's what I say. Gunther, you start getting all the gelatin out of their bodies. I think that's how we get it. So we can go back to the pumpkin fest. We can go back and make the pumpkin sound. And you and me, Letharnicot, aka Alan Cumming, we're going to make... We didn't get to it.
We are.
We didn't get to it. We don't know what they're gonna make.
We are.
But Ben Affleck and Bette Davis have died at the end of Act 2.
Canonically.
So Lotharnicon.
For the cinematic universe that spawns out of this.
Well, not as Lotharnicon the mummy. That's Sir Alan Cumming.
Is he disguised as Alan Cumming? Of the disguise, or is he actually?
We don't know.
We know was that Lotharnicon is a theater actor. Yeah. And Alan Cumming is a theater actor. You did let slip earlier that you know Mark Strong, so it's like
Jeremy Strong.
I'm sorry.
I know Mark Strong. I don't know who's Jeremy Strong.
Jeremy Strong is Kendall from Succession.
Oh,
Mark Strong is like the bald guy who's like a bad guy
in
a bunch of movies.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know Jeremy Strong, who's Kendall from Succession.
Yeah. All right, folks, we are in Act 3.
Okay.
Oh, man.
There's more read aloud text here. The time for the dinner is finally here. The Kickfunder backer dinner guests are present and everyone's ready. Some of these guests will remain in the background, unplayed by us, while others may become characters and thus get included in scenes.
Got it.
Everyone in scenes or not will be able to get super high. We all big fans of weed.
I totally forgot about the weed.
Yeah. Technically, we're all able to get super high. None of us choose to.
Yeah.
You mean us, the people, or the characters?
Both.
Everything. Yeah. Everything.
None of the characters have shown any interest in weed whatsoever.
Yeah. Just like real life, I choose to avoid it.
we do have more characters that we get, especially for this. We do have Craig the Fire Marshal, who was specifically not invited.
Got it. Craig the Fire Marshal cannot come.
We will not see Craig. Lotharnicon, we already burned that one.
He says Lotharnicon mummy.
That would
be amazing.
I get up and walk out.
We've got Mayor Brown, who is a mayor.
Okay.
And finally, we've got Officer Priya Shani, who we did have a cop who died, so...
We don't know that cop died.
Yeah, we don't know that cop died. And, you know, we'll figure that out. So, we've got our Act 3 scenes here. I'm going to shuffle them up. And was it Brad who just went?
Yes.
Brad just went.
That's me. Okay. So, this is what Tree would have wanted. Tree is the name that this game gives to the owner of this establishment.
Got it.
Now, we can keep Tree or we can rename Tree because we have entered kind of an alternate universe where weed plays a much smaller role in this story.
I'll throw out, would love to call them trees. Just pluralize it. Think it's stronger.
Trees. Trees is the owner. Great. Yep. That's stronger. That's better. So this is what Tree would have wanted.
Trees.
Trees would have wanted. Great. And for this, I want to bring things back to the employees.
Okay.
So let's have Tat, Peas Blossom, and Durf on deck here.
Okay.
JBZ, let's get you as Tat. You kind of introduced my dad is back in town. I'd love to see how you follow up on that.
Gotcha.
Alex, I don't think you've been Peas Blossom yet.
I have.
Okay, so then let's give it to Brad. Brad, you're Peas Blossom. Alex, you're Durf.
Durf.
Who's Alan Rickman?
Who's Alan Rickman?
Yep.
Who also has a history with
Tat's dad.
Yep. And really important, you're Alan Rickman. Sometimes you think of yourself as Alan Cumming.
Yeah.
That's how you introduce yourself.
Sometimes. Gotcha.
Do you want to keep that? All right. So with that, I am going to hit start now.
Well, it's just the three of us for once. Kind of a quiet before the storm, if you ask me. We have stepped in it. We have walked into it.
Guests have arrived.
Hey, before everyone arrives, let's all smoke some weed drugs the way we always do, you know, to chill out. But something about me that I've hidden from you is I'm a pretty chill person all the time, except when I do weed. It makes me fly into an absolute rage.
I've only ever seen you at work, and you're never high at work. I've never actually seen you on weed before.
Yeah, well, it's a special occasion. I'm finally gonna smoke.
Guys, I've been wanting to hang out outside of work. We can be more than just work buddies.
Honestly, me too. I've wanted to hang out outside of work, but there's just always the risk of, will my dad come back and be out?
If he comes back, will he find out that I have friends? Will he use those friends as tools to hurt me?
I would never do that.
No, it's not you, Keys. It's my daddy. He's a bad man.
Don't
bring
that up.
He won't use me.
I've been used before. I know he has a way of getting to everyone.
Dirk knows better than anyone. My dad can find you, and he can get to the thing about you that you've kept hidden from everyone.
If
Peace gets high, Peace goes into a rage. Maybe we can use Peace as a shield against my dad.
Oh no, I don't want to do any more violence. I left those days behind me.
You must summon it.
No!
He's the leader of a very bad motorcycle gang, Peace. It's not even like you'd be doing anything bad. You'd be righting a horrible wrong that was done upon the world.
All right, let me smoke all this marijuana cigarettes.
That's definitely how you do it.
I don't want to be responsible for Peace once Peace goes off.
All right.
Peace. Listen to me. Before...
plunges his arm into the floorboards, pulls out a big knife.
Peace. Before you go out there, remember, you have to protect the child. It's okay. I know I said that it was handled. It is not handled.
Yes, you have to protect me, the baby. I'm right here. I'm fine. Everything is fine. I'm the baby.
Wait.
There's nothing to worry about.
Have we ever seen Peas and the baby in the same spot?
No, certainly not. This is all coming together.
All coming together.
Oh boy.
Well,
let's plan this.
I'm trying to be Lutharnikok to do for the baby, but it's okay.
No, that'll work.
Nope. No,
you're not.
Peace Blossom. Calling themselves. Yeah. Can you put right on Peace Blossom's sheet that they get very mad when they're smoking?
Mad.
Also, that they refer to themselves as the baby.
I'm the baby.
The child, the boy, the baby.
Yeah. There's an actual baby, and then there's just Peace Blossom, who, when she gets high, she gets really angry, and she calls herself the baby. It's like the Hulk and Bruce Banner.
Yeah. It's okay. We can use this.
I like the idea for this episode that maybe people who've played this game before are like, this was fun, but I wonder how two professionals and then just some guy would do this. Like, I bet it would be, a little easier. And then this is the product.
This is a Jackson Tegu game. It comes from somebody who's like kind of a prolific and celebrated LARP designer who, put together a lot of like very cool designs. And I really like that we're bringing a professional improv thing. Like, sadly, the improv theaters in Chicago have kind of shut down and people can't see what they're missing.
Yeah.
And now they finally get a chance.
I know that the listeners aren't going to be able to see this, but we are doing flawless object work.
And that's really selling.
The thing about improv is never dropping one of the plates that you have spinning. So, for instance, a character's voice. Those are all uniform. Or a character's details. We always keep those consistent.
Now, if you've ever seen a TJ and Dave, you can just step into another character as long as you're doing the object work. Mm-hmm.
And every detail is important and will come back in the end.
Hey heroes, it's James, your game master, and welcome to the midroll. Heroes, I don't only work in an audio medium, I also work in a visual medium. Books! I've published several RPG supplements with Adams Media, an imprint of Simon & Schuster. It's the Ultimate RPG Guide series, where I provide you with toolkits to help enhance your gaming experience and sharpen your role-playing skills. I recommend checking out the Ultimate RPG Gameplay Guide, where I outline some helpful tips about my style and approach to RPGs, and my newest book, the Ultimate RPG Game Master's World Building Guide, where I provide exercises, prompts, and mini-games to help make the process of developing an RPG setting easier and more fun. You can find all of these anywhere books are sold, and of course through the Adams Media website. Just head to bit.ly/RPGGameplay to pick up the gameplay guide, and bit.ly/UltimateWorldBuilding to pick up the world building guide. You can also try your friendly local game store or your favorite indie brick-and-mortar bookstore. Just be sure to call ahead to make sure they don't need to special order. Before we get back to the episode, I want to take a quick moment and thank some of our backers on Patreon. John Johnstone, thank you. Adrian Tabb, thank you so much. Lena Hester, thank you. John Matthews, thank you very much. Matt Hales, thank you so much. Devin Tischer, thank you. Jeff, thank you very much. Callum McDonald, thank you so much. Niam Hemingway, thank you. Flavio Mortarino, thank you so much. Vian Zhu, thank you. Greg, thank you very much. Eric Parker, thank you so much. Jeffrey Vandergoot, thank you. M. Gillette, thank you so much. Grace Wines, thank you. Jin Anderson, thank you so much. Margaret, thank you. Chris McBride, thank you so much. Daniel Soden, thank you. And Sage B, thank you very much. Thanks again to everyone who supports us on Patreon. We wouldn't be able to make this show without you. And with all that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Just a reminder, motorcycle gang, dad is scary, gonna attack baby somewhere. Then there's the baby. And then there's aliens, and then there's Dick Cheney, who's a war criminal.
Yeah,
and then,
really haven't paid off on Kevin Smith that much.
Oh, like, and Kevin Smith. Yeah.
Oh my God, Kevin Smith. I do want to point out before we continue that we do have three new blank character things that we can play with here. We do have a marijuana snob, a very famous person, and a kickfunder super backer.
Who could that be?
Yeah. Then that's, of course, on top of the police officer, the mayor, and Craig, the fire marshal.
Oh, my God.
So, with that, Alex, it is your turn to draw a scene here.
Okay. The title of this scene is Snacking in the Kitchen.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, we're going to have Officer Priyanashi, Mayor Brown.
Okay.
And Craig, the
perfect,
fire marshal.
Perfect.
I want to learn a little bit about these people, you know, as they're snacking in the kitchen. So I will give nothing other than what you guys have on the card.
All right. Mmm. Oh, this is good pumpkin salad. Mmm. It tastes like, tastes like, I don't know why. It tastes like Good Will Hunting.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Craig. I'm pissed off.
Why?
Because none of us got invited. We're all last minute ads. I'm the fucking mayor. You're the fire marshal. What the fuck?
Hey, you're the ruler of this town.
Some days it doesn't feel like it. Feels like the town rules me.
Hey. A lot of people have phones here. A lot of people might film you.
Relax, Craig. We're in the fucking kitchen. We're in the fucking kitchen. Nobody can see us.
I'm just saying it's not the first time it's happened.
Okay, Craig.
Remember that city board meeting? You lost your shit at, and you went on a you said like a whole manifesto to everybody.
Yeah, that was off the dome too. And guess what? I still got reelected 7 months later.
Well,
because this is nothing town.
People love an incel mayor.
Look,
hey, I voted for Mayor Brown because I know he hasn't fucked. Okay? And that's important to me.
Priyanashi.
And my politics.
Priyanashi, will you give it a rest? You go through partners faster than anyone I've... Where's your partner right now?
He disappeared.
Okay. Another partner disappears for
yesterday.
Officer Priyanashi.
Yesterday he disappeared. I'm looking for him. He was on running his beat around here. And I just took a couple of minutes for the toilet to come back. He's gone
couple
again.
Minutes. Who loses a partner the day before Christmas Eve? I'm the mayor of the worst town, Ashland, that's near New Jersey.
I should hope so. If we're keeping it.
I'm just saying, you know, cops just going missing. Like, you know, like what would we do if all the cops went away? We'd have to, like, I don't know, have some kind of social service safety net. you know, like phone calls where people would have to call people.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be able to split
guns.
My duty up across a couple different. Yeah.
Oh no!
Craig! Craig! I said no! I said no to you!
Oh, my ex-boy!
I wish I could help you. This is a white person doing this. I have no jurisdiction here.
Oh no! Peace Blossom, I'm sorry I cheated on you. It was a mistake.
You're not allowed.
I'm not
snap. And you see why we still have a mayor? It's because this guy has not fucked anyone.
No, I would never. I would completely valid what you did to Craig. Thank you so much, Peace Blossom. How would you like to be deputy mayor?
Okay. Yeah, I'm coming down. Oh, no, what have I done? I'm coming down. Give me more.
More what? We don't know what you're saying.
Weed. I need more weed.
Oh, I think they're saying weed.
Weed, okay. Well, I can't be seen. Okay, Craig is dead.
Yeah.
Incel man.
Oh, yeah, I
yeah.
Please
put
incel man. Incel.
Yeah. Officer Priyanashi, politics, political leanings.
That's
you
what we
cannot in, have fucked.
That's what we in the improv business call gifting. Giving you a special gift.
Craig has been ripped in half, and Mayor Brown is an incel. James, is it my turn to select?
It is your turn to select.
Okay.
I am curious about Officer Priyanashi if they want a mayor who hasn't fucked but wants to, which I guess what an incel would be, or they want a mayor who would never fuck.
Okay, that's so this I think is going to be kind of hard for everyone, but I think we're up to the challenge. This says this is an activity for everyone. So we're at the dinner, right?
Fuck.
So what's happening is we are going to see... I mean, these are going to be short, maybe like 20-second snippets, but everyone is here. All the tables are two-person tables. So once you take something off one of these cards off, it can't come back.
Yeah.
But we're just going to see a series of very short two-person interactions between everything that we have to use here. If you want to use the Kickfunder Superbacker, the very famous person, or the marijuana snob, you really have to ham-fist who you are into that little interchange. But we're just going to keep cutting away. I, as the director, will call cut, and that's going to be... So be ready, but that's going to cut to you being the next couple people. Cool?
Did you just add this lay-on to the game of you can yell cut whenever you want?
Well, because I need a cut to keep these moving because I want to see a lot of them.
Okay,
so that it's going to go is it's going to go like Foursquare style. So Brad and I will go first, then Brad and James, then James and Alex,
gotcha.
Then Alex and
Are
I.
Are we switching characters in between each scene?
Exactly.
It's not like speed date
style. So you, Brad, will have to switch characters.
No, it's like me on a speed date where I change characters every scene.
Okay, so so we're
howdy, see. Partner. You want to have sex?
Like Brad.
It's so wild that this comes from the guy who used to scare his partner all the time.
grab your character, Brad. I'm going to start off as Gunther Pumpkin.
Who did Tatstab have a history with again?
Durf. I'm going to be a Kickfunder super backer.
Okay,
and I'm going to be Jerry. Cumming.
Great name.
Jerry Cumming. Okay.
Jerry Cumming. And I'm gonna work for a video game company.
That's great.
Okay.
People love video games, so.
Well, because of the incel thing.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll be the marijuana snob.
Okay. Do you want to tell us who you're gonna be? No.
Like the name or the
it doesn't you can if you want.
Okay, no.
Okay, so the first scene is, which we won't announce, so you just have to work in your details, but this is going to be Gunther Pumpkin and Jerry Cumming.
All right, I'm ready to hit start now.
I'm a big Fortnite guy.
Oh, yeah, love those games, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're you know, whole MMORPG type thing, right? Right? Mm-hmm. That's what that game is?
Well, I mean, I used to be the devil, so.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with gamer culture.
What, you got skins? You got some good skins?
Oh, I've skinned tons of people.
Cut.
Oh,
okay.
New character.
Different character.
Yeah, but don't put it back so it can't be used again.
Oh, okay.
So I had an appearance on Graham Norton. That's a British talk show host.
I'm sorry. You're gonna have to be specific about which gravelly voice person you are. I've met so many tonight.
I'm a theater actor. Alan Cumming.
Oh,
I was
love your work.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
X-Men 3?
Cut.
2?
Floop?
See, what I like about you is that you have, if you kind of let that stuff out, when you kind of keep it inside you, the spunk, it makes your head clear, is what I've heard.
Yeah, I can think with the precision of a laser.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I fuck all the time.
Now, cut.
just grab a random one.
So, when you OD'd, like, and you were walking around in Carson City, what was it like there?
It was otherworldly. I don't know if I could explain. It smelled of sulfur. There was a mummy.
Did they have motorcycles there? I'd love to go to a place that doesn't have motorcycles just so I could know that my dad couldn't get me.
I didn't see a motorcycle in Carson City.
In Carson City it is. I have to go. Cut.
Cut. Oh, crap. Just anyone. Anyone.
Yeah. What does this say?
What does that say?
What does it say?
Right, oh, no, that was the guy that I was going to do. Laram.
You're Craig. You're Craig. You got ripped in half.
All right. God. Please,
yeah, you've been ripped in half.
Please call an ambulance.
This is so funny. We just had this conversation.
Please.
I see you get ripped in half all the time, and I can't explain why, but I've seen this before. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Take your front half and your back half and just rip, and it's gone.
Please.
I work at the grocery store.
I got it.
Do we have more characters?
Yeah, we do.
We
do.
Here, you got Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my son's in here.
Yeah, my son's in here, too.
Oh, that's so funny. What's it like being an evil dad?
Yay! A couple people still out there.
Yeah. So who's the very famous person? That's
Tat Senior, motorcycle thief who has a history with DERF.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm. Craig. Officer Craig ripped in
half. No, Craig is the fire marshal who was ripped in half.
Oh yeah.
By Peace Blossom.
Peace Blossom. Capacity
as the baby.
As the baby.
Yeah, remember the child is still out there.
The child's still out there.
The raffle hasn't happened yet.
And it's Brad's the raffle. Scene.
Oh, it's my scene?
Yep.
Oh,
here you go.
One of these just says the raffle on it.
The dankest of all. Let me think. Okay, everybody has eaten the pumpkin salad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the pumpkin salad has weed in it and ectoplasm. And
from angels.
And Matt Damon and Ben Affleck's guts.
Yeah, they got cooked
in
into it. I
and
picked
between
up on that.
All of these things, it all creates a kind of nexus event. And they all become transported to another plane of existence.
Carson City, called
Carson City, and it's called Carson City, but it is beyond time and space.
Was it sulfur? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I think that's all I need to.
Who's in this?
Oh yeah,
in the
scene. And then I'll put where are the employees? Peace Blossom,
Tat's here, Durf's here.
Yeah, they were all actually grouped right together. Yeah, and Tat and Oskidy Durf, right. And then
I haven't been Alan Rickman yet.
And then Tat. Oh, do you
want to
be Alan?
No, Rickman? No, I am Alan Rickman. I'm Durf.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. And the campaign fans out there, it's so close to Dref.
Yeah, that's it's very close.
I think I actually called Dref Durf in one of the first recordings that we did.
Durf. So. Are you Peace Blossom?
Am I in the scene?
Oh, yeah. You're in the senior's Peace Blossom.
Okay.
No one has been here before except Tarb, who has almost died.
All right. And go.
You have to be calm, Peace Blossom.
How can anyone be calm? My dad is here.
No, your dad is not here. We have been transported to a different place.
Why is there blood on me?
Do you smell sulfur?
I do. A smell I smell and know all too well.
Alan, what's going on?
Peace Blossom.
What? What? What?
I think I know what's going on. There's something that I have to tell you. I know that I have history with Tat Senior.
Yeah.
I know that he is back in town. Yeah. He knew me when I was Dirk, but I'm now Alan Rickman. But that is also a lie.
Wait, you're telling me you have another identity and still one of those identities fucked my dad?
Yes. The person that fucked your dad is me. Jeremy Piven.
All right!
Yeah.
This is the best news that I've... I love Jeremy Piven.
Well, everybody, it's me, Kevin Smith. Everything that has happened so far in your lives has been written by me.
I'm sorry, Kevin. Can you call scene if you want to stop the scene? Because I'm over here. I'm Jeremy Piven. I'm
yeah,
a fucking
yeah,
professional.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much, Jeremy. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You can go to your trailer.
You still haven't called scene.
Scene!
Thank you. I'm not in it anymore.
Scene. Okay. You can snap back to Jeremy Piven.
Wait, you fuck my dad? I'm confused.
I'm Jeremy Piven. I didn't fuck your dad. Okay?
Your reality.
Why did you make me murder?
Your reality was written by me. You're all just hallucinations of my stoned mind.
No.
Yes.
You're dead. I saw you die. I saw you die.
I.
Think
I
about
can't
it.
Die.
Think about it. Did you see Kevin Smith die, or did you see a squib explode? Did you see fake blood? Did the person who stabbed him look a lot like, I don't know, Jeremy Piven?
Wow! Holy shit! Wait, that means... Wait, no. If I found out that I don't exist, that's going to be a huge bummer.
Oh, you exist.
You're the only one that does, Tat.
In the mind of God, which is me, Kevin Smith.
Listen, for Netflix's He-Man.
I'm trying to sell tickets to Evening with Kevin Smith.
That's what this has all been about.
And if I can, my basketball team gets to go to basketball camp.
I've got a van full of DVDs. I gotta get rid of them. They're 3 hours long.
We are so close to a finale. How many more scenes do we have?
Four scenes.
We're
okay. So close. All right. We're almost out
here. So we have to
do it. All go back home to our dogs.
So... Good fucking luck.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to wrap. We have four more scenes to wrap everything together. We can do it.
An intimate moment.
Hey, perfect.
We need... Brad, I want you to play Tat.
Okay.
And JPC, I'd like you to play Tat Senior.
Okay, Tat Senior.
And I think...
Wait, who went to the Carson City? Just so I remember.
Tarb.
Tarb went to Carson City because he got too high.
Peas Blossom and...
No, Tat was in Carson City.
Tat.
So this is, but this is
Carson City,
on.
The place beyond worlds.
Yes, he was up there. He knows that we're all in the mind of Kevin Smith.
Okay,
go. Yeah, good. Just got to remember that.
So yeah, you're going into this scene with that knowledge.
Yes.
All right. And Alex, feel free to interrupt with one of these characters on an inappropriate walk on. That's kind of where we're at with you, vis-a-vis you.
Got it. All right. Start.
So I'm back in town.
No!
I knew you heard that I was back in town. I knew you tried to sell your motorcycle. You think I'd let you walk away, boy?
I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I want to live a different life.
You can. You can walk away clean, Tat. All you gotta do is give up the child. The boy, Tat. I want the boy.
What? You want the baby?
Tat. You of all people should know it's not just a baby. It's the baby version of Kevin Smith.
Wait. Are you telling me that that Kevin Smith, the mind of God, that he gave birth to himself in his own mind so that he could live a human mortal life in his own mind?
Tat, I'm telling you that all of that has happened, but it hasn't happened yet. That baby's gonna grow up to invent this whole thing, which is why he's the key, the child, to setting us all free. Haven't you noticed that there's one character...
How's Mom?
That...
Oh my god, she's gonna kill me! I'm back in town and I haven't called Melissa!
She's been texting me non-stop since you came back into town, and I keep saying, I don't want to talk to him! And she keeps saying, you need to talk to him because I want you to repair that relationship. I'm sick of hearing about this whole falling out between you two. And accept his friend request on Facebook. And I say, I don't want to accept his friend.
Did she say anything about the $600?
I told her he's never going to pay that credit
card. I don't have it.
He's never going to pay it. You're stuck with it. So.
Very well. You figured it out.
We figured it out.
You thought that Kevin Smith was God?
Well, yeah, he will be one day. That's why the child's so important.
No.
For you?
I'm... Laren. You know me. We haven't discussed me yet. Doesn't matter.
You haven't appeared in this narrative before.
You're a new character?
I'm a totally new character.
Good fucking luck explaining this one, Laren.
There are three scenes left.
Hold on, Laren. You clapped like we should.
I was gonna be Melissa, but then I forgot that Laren was already written on the card.
I love it. I love Laren showing up act three to be like, it's me.
We have used every scene card, and I think everyone listening can agree we could handle that.
Yep.
We could clearly handle all
of
them.
You mean every character
characters.
Card?
Yeah. Every character card.
It says more grocery store, doesn't it? At the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Of course it does.
At the grocery store. That is a legitimately great bit.
Oh man, that is a great bit.
So we have to see. We have to see
Melissa.
Jewel Marianos.
What's James, you could be Jewel Marianos.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Jewel Marianos, this whole thing is Groundhog Day. No.
Groundhog Day.
Who could our main people possibly be?
What at this point are the main? Obviously, it's Dick Cheney.
No, you have to resolve some of these things. Yeah,
Lavardacock or whatever.
Yeah, let's do Dick Cheney and Fettuccine.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Who's who?
Have you been Dick Cheney before?
I've been both. Yep.
And you've been both.
I've been both. Yeah.
Okay.
JPC, you can be Dick Cheney.
Okay.
And Brad, you're Fettuccine. You're at the grocery store. I don't know why. Just fucking. Do a scene.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey!
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, you're back.
Well, I'm a new fixture because I didn't quite make it to the grocery store last time.
Well, he insisted on coming.
Oh, sure, sir, I can assure you, you've been here before.
Okay. All right, okay. Me and my son are just here to, you know, pick up some things.
Like your relationship?
I don't know what if I have been locked away.
Sir, I can assure you, you're going to repair that relationship.
Dad, I just want to hear you say it was wrong to invade Canada, that you didn't have the intelligence that you thought you had.
Do you know why I did it, Feta?
Why?
For you. Where do you think the money to open up Fettuccine's came from? Canadian mummies sold on the black market. I know I told you.
It wasn't worth it, Dad.
It's your dream! It was your dream.
Hundreds of thousands of American and Canadian soldiers died in that war.
It's just numbers on a book to me. You're my boy. I would do anything. I'd move heaven and earth for you. Don't you know that, Fettuccine?
And you didn't even go to Donald Cheesefeld's funeral.
Donald Cheesefeld knows what he did, and he's rotting in hell.
Well, do you think you're going to end up anyplace different after what you've done, and you've never expressed any remorse?
Well, actually, speaking of where I'm going to end up, I was thinking maybe I could crash with you for a couple of weeks. What do you say? Hey, I teach you how to do that dad stuff that I never taught you before, like... how to smuggle a mummy out of
Canada. Have you even texted Mom?
Oh,
No! Melissa's gonna kill me!
She's so mad!
Oh, wait, did she ask about the $600?
You know she did!
I don't have it! I just don't have it!
She's about to lose the house, Dad!
Not on my watch. I'm gonna do something about this.
There's no one to invade!
Feta. I really yes. want you to ask yourself, all that anger in that great big house that was built on money, that came from a restaurant, that was built on money from hundreds of thousands of dead Americans and Canadians, is that anger making you happy?
No! It's not!
You know who could be happy? Your mom with $600, which I just so happen to have here, wrapped up in a meat container.
Gross.
That's how you serve $600.
Oh, I don't know. I've been locked up.
All right.
Okay, so that's resolved.
We're making our final approach. Let's land this baby.
Two scenes left.
We resolved
three scenes.
The real crux of this whole thing has been
two scenes.
Only two.
Jesus.
I know, but that's great. We just resolved that whole
thing. Feels like so many scenes.
My turn. Yeah. Child is still out there.
I think the Kevin Smith thing has basically been resolved.
I feel like it's open. We found a little bit of intrigue about it, didn't we? That what
Laren?
Laren.
Where?
Dinner conversation.
Okay.
So, the dinner conversation. No. The dinner conversation is going to be between Mayor Brown, who is an incel. James, you're going to be playing Mayor Brown.
Wow, thanks.
It's also going to be between, I know we just saw a scene, but it's going to be Dick Cheney. Where's Dick Cheney?
He's right there. Oh, yeah. Right there?
Dick Cheney. Alex, you can go ahead and be Dick Cheney. And then who's our other dad is Tat's dad.
Tat Senior.
Where's Tat? Which is Tat Senior. And it is going to be the three of you at dinner where we reveal that Mayor Brown's first name is Melissa. Mayor Melissa Brown, the incel. Maybe had another life where she wasn't so much of an incel. Here's that dinner conversation. We see it now.
So yeah, when I close my eyes, I see nothing but bodies. It's cursed.
Yeah. You know, I see the same thing when I close my eyes, except it's instead of bodies, it's motorcycle wheels.
Well, you know what I see when I close my eyes? Not fucking anyone, because I don't.
I gave you the $600! Don't be mean to me!
And I gave you $600 as well.
Now you have $1,200. Surely you can pay off the credit card debt and the rent. Come back to us. What we had was beautiful.
I live in a mayoral mansion with a mind as sharp as a knife.
Please. I just want to have sex with you again.
I would love nothing more than to have sex. But my personality is so objectionable. There's no way anyone could or would, which is why I'm the mayor.
Look, they're gonna make Kratos a woman in the next game, and there's nothing you can do about it. And you gotta give it up. You gotta stop.
I'm throwing a fit about that. First, it's Kevin Smith and his He-Man Netflix reboot, where they made it all political.
Yep.
And then Kratos is a woman?
Yeah.
A woman?
Well, there's a good story reason. I don't know what it is.
Next,
but
you're going to tell me that God is Kevin Smith, but he's only vulnerable and mortal when he's in the body of Alanis Morissette.
I was actually going to say that.
Oh, no!
Melissa,
don't! Don't squeeze my throat that hard! No!
Oh, no.
I like it, actually.
I know that face. She's gonna bust.
Dick, get in here.
She's gonna
get in here, Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. When's the dessert coming, by the way?
Peace and love.
There's a full minute left.
Peace and love. I can stop this.
Peace Blossom is the baby.
I want to have sex so bad, but I'm mad about cartoons.
No sex for you, Mayor Incel Brown. Peace Blossom.
Please, she's just about to come.
I can tell she's gonna bust.
The closer I get, the stronger I get.
Her personality is gonna change entirely. Oh.
It is I, Lamin Lauren. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. We haven't really heard too much from this character yet. But for a second,
put a pin in that orgasm. We gotta hear this.
Imagine that.
Lauren.
Yeah, we've got the last scene here.
Okay, last scene. Who's? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter who picks
it. We really did close off most of the emotional
beats. I think so, yeah. Too, yeah.
I think it's good.
That's what people remember. Mm-hmm. Brad, this is your scene.
Is it the grocery store?
No, it's a speech.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay, so. Okay. Okay, this is a hard one.
This is tough.
We got the child.
Which character can give the speech that sums all of this up?
Okay.
This happens before the raffle, right?
Oh.
It's the speech, like...
It's the pre-speech raffle.
It's the pre-speech raffle.
Pre-raffle okay. speech.
Pre-raffle speech. Catalina Wine Mixer.
Okay. Man, this is a hard one.
This is tough.
Yeah. Okay, so...
The game is in... Like, we could lose.
Yeah.
In order to win this game,
it turns out there are points. Actually, yeah.
Okay. So, the party is wrapping up, and it's about to be the big baby raffle. And what's his name?
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy
Lotharnikok.
Yeah. No.
Lotharnikok is Alan Cumming.
Lotharnikok.
The baby is about to be raffled off.
The child.
The child.
Peas Blossom.
The child is about to be raffled off.
Okay.
And then Craig pushes his way to the mic. Craig ripped
who's,
in half.
Who's been ripped in half?
And it's gonna be you.
Okay.
He's been ripped in half. He sloshes, gets his way to the mic, kind of rips it down.
Sure.
And demands everyone's attention because he has a big speech. And
everybody's gonna be there, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's there. Yeah.
And I'm gonna say everybody can interrupt. Anybody can grab any one of these cards to interrupt and add whatever little bit of elaboration to what he's saying. Interrupt him at any moment to say one line whenever you want. Just grab whatever you want. And
so it's like one sentence.
You get to add one sentence.
Great.
As Craig gives his big speech.
Going out on a game spot. That's
all right.
No.
Ready and go.
Let me get this mic.
We can hear you just fine.
Listen up, everybody. I got something I want to say. I've been pushed around, ripped in half, kicked.
Craig, you got to get to the hospital. You're bleeding all over the place.
I'll get to the hospital, Officer Priyanashi, but just give me one second. We're all here to do what we know we got to do, a baby raffle. Because we gotta get the child, who has been cleverly hidden until now. Oh, my guts.
The child unspoiled by sin.
You're dead on the money, Alan Cumming. The child unspoiled by sin that will become Kevin Smith one day and then dream all of this into existence. Everybody wants that power. But ask yourself this. Who among us deserves that power?
I do. I deserve that power.
Why, Gunther Pumpkin? Because you're retired.
I'm going to make that baby into a pumpkin. And then I'm going to eat that pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have power.
You're only allowed to have one sentence.
Ooh, I'm going to make you have sex. And you're going to like it. You're going
to... You had your chance, Gunther Pumpkin, and you couldn't get it done when you're the devil. You're not going to get it done when you're retired.
And Mayor Brown, you've got two husbands back. You got everything that you need. You don't need this baby's power. And I shouldn't get it. I've only got moments left to live. The baby's power, the child, the boy, would be wasted on me, Craig, who was ripped in half. No, there's only one here that truly deserves that truly deserves what this baby's got.
Is it me, Jerry Cumming, head of Santa Monica Studio, maker of the new God of War game with Kratos as a woman?
Nobody remembers you, Jerry Cumming.
Could it be me, Peace Blossom, incredibly angry when high?
Peace Blossom, you'll find your inner peace.
Could it be me who might maybe be living in a Palm Springs Groundhog Day?
It's Groundhog Day. You're definitely living in Groundhog Day. See the movie. It's good.
I don't know.
It's worth seeing. No, it's none of you. It's none of you. The person that deserves to take the child and all the powers that the child has inside of it.
Must be me, motorcycle thief.
Nope.
Absentee father.
Tate Sr., it's not you. It's not you, Tate Sr. Prepare your relationship with your boy. And while we're at it, Tate, it's not you. Your dad's back in town. You got everything that you need.
Well, surely it's me. Dead Hollywood actor Alan Rickman.
Not so even the child can bring you back. It's not you, Levin. I know what you're doing. You're clapping. You're doing your thing. It's not you. You weren't actually important this whole time.
Can I just say, is it Lauren or Larry?
It doesn't matter.
we're gonna finish the scene out.
Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter if it's Lamed or Lauren or whatever. Not important. There's only one person that deserves this child.
Hey, gotta hope that it's War Profiteer and Criminal Dick Cheney.
It was almost you, Dick. It was almost you, but you didn't quite make it.
No! Yarr.
And it's not you either, Fettuccine. So get out of here. Go back to your restaurant.
Oh, Parrot, come here. What about me, the planeswalker, the man who moves between dimensions?
Tarp, you'll find your destiny in Carson City. That's exactly where you have to go. No, there's only one person who could deserve this child. And it's Peas Blossom's Parrot. Parrot, would you like to reveal yourself now? Okay, the parrot's gone. I really thought it was going to be that parrot.
A parrot's the dog, right?
Parrot's the dog. The dog's name is Parrot, but Peas Blossom has a parrot named Lady.
Lady.
That was introduced scene one, I believe. Or act one. It was at least act one.
Yeah.
Definitely act one.
Oh.
Miss Tis I.
Parrot.
What? Lady is Maggie Smith, Alan Rickman's co-star from the Harry Potter films?
Well, I don't need to hear any more. I think that just about wraps it up.
Let's eat.
And beans were had by a
pumpkin.
Pumpkin. That's what happened. Right.
And the beans exploded.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
That all ties together. Like,
Lady's the name of the parrot. That's
again,
what I can't remember.
I hope everyone in the audience who has had a meaningful experience with marijuana, I hope Jackson Tegu, who designed this game, I hope the listeners who have stuck with us for 420 episodes feel respected by what we've done here.
What we just did is verbatim a DARE presentation that I sat through in seventh grade. So if this doesn't stop the kids from smoking weed, nothing will.
Yeah. That's it.
This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists: Party Kids by Bellodrome, Nikki by Kimchi, Escalator Funk by Cast of Characters, Cold Rainy Days by Ryan Serenick, Hark the Harrowed Angels Sing by Aaron Sprinkle, How and Mr. J by Young Kool-Aid, Crash and Burn by Bobo Renthley, The Ballad of M&T by Sam Barsh, and 555 by Tiger Gang. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online, anywhere, at The Other Tracy.
Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week, but don't worry. We'll be back next week with The Price of Coal. In the meantime, be sure to check out one of the other amazing shows here on the One Shot Network, like Skyjack's Courier's Call, an all-ages-friendly actual play podcast set in the world of Sphere, Skyjack's courier's call follows three teens as they set out as new apprentices aboard an airship with the Swiftwell Courier Service, bringing mail and adventure across the world. Featuring Drew Merzieski, Palomi Pertap, Aaron Kitano-Saez, and Ali Grauer, and using the Cortex Prime system, this show is perfect for anyone just getting started listening to actual plays, and veterans of the tabletop genre alike. Join clever but anxious Kieran, bold fast-talking Cece, and the loyal and strong June aboard the Red Audrin ship as they sort and deliver mail, encounter powerful magic, and learn the proper skills of an Erinner along the way. Right wrongs, do mercies, and take flight. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action. And heroes, this week I'm going to ask you to step up for sex workers. Many of you may have heard recently that the website OnlyFans has massively restricted the kind of content they are going to allow on their service. Which is a problem because up until recently, OnlyFans was a haven for sex workers to be able to conduct business on their own terms. Which I think any worker out there can tell you is the safest environment to work. This problem is driven primarily by the fact that the payment processors Visa and MasterCard are refusing to work with OnlyFans because they supply adult content. Now, part of this is driven by the fact that thanks to the passing of SESTA and FOSTA, two anti-sex work bills that made their way through Congress, there are heavier content moderation burdens that fall on the owners of pornographic websites, but that also help payment processors justify putting working with pornographic sites like OnlyFans into a higher risk category. A risk so high that it mimics the risk they would be taking by working with a company that actively conducts illegal business. But also the owners of Visa and MasterCard are pretty conservative, and they are pushing their conservative views onto the rest of the country forcibly by enforcing who their businesses work with. All of this all the way down is bad, because it cuts workers off from tools that they could use to conduct business safely and comfortably. Especially during the global pandemic, where sex work jobs like the ones on OnlyFans helped people work safely from home, and provided thousands with full-time income. Thankfully, there are two things that you can do to help. The first is call your representatives and demand a repeal for SESTA and FOSTA. These bills were originally pitched as a way to stop sex trafficking. However, none of the enforcement measures in these bills actually does anything to curb sex trafficking numbers. All it does is push sex workers away from easy and safe ways of getting paid. But because of the language surrounding that bill, it's going to be difficult to repeal, which means it needs a lot of support to get traction on an effort to repeal it. The other thing that you can do is call your representatives and let them know that you would appreciate an enforcement of antitrust laws being brought against Visa and MasterCard. It shouldn't be possible for two payment processors to unilaterally block an entire legally legitimate form of business, but it is because there are only two big payment processors. If existing antitrust laws that are already on the books were used against these companies, they could be broken up into smaller companies and wouldn't have as much unilateral control. Both of these are big tasks, and they only work if we all band together. So take time and call your reps now. When I call my reps, I usually use a site called 5calls.org. That's the number 5calls.org. There you can find issue summaries for issues like these, along with contact information for your representatives and scripts to read while you're on the phone to help you get your message across. Calling is quick, and it can make a big difference on issues like this. Thanks, heroes. As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.
Do you love Star Wars but kind of wish you didn't? Then join us on the Expounded Universe podcast as we read through all the old Star Wars novels that took the galaxy far, far away that you know and love and turned it into a place where Han Solo can punch a giant otter and Luke Skywalker almost gets eaten by a giant gold-plated pillar of Dinty Moore beef stew. Did you like Princess Leia? Well, too bad! Now she's a space racist! Don't believe me? You'll just have to listen to find out on Expounded Universe.